have your say now. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97 97 97.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045-435-480 and ablebodies.ie.
Yeah, it's week 4 of the Physio Room, and chartered physiotherapist Leah Purcell from Able Bodies Physiotherapy in Newbridge is with us again. Good morning to you, Leah, and thanks for joining us. And am I right in saying today is World Physiotherapy Day? So it's just very timely that we're talking to you today.
Yes, it is. It's actually this weekend they're doing it, Owen, but because this is the last day before that I'll be talking to you before it, I said I'd speak on the World Physiotherapy Day 2025 topic today. And the topic of it is healthy ageing and how to age healthily.
Now, what does that mean? Because unfortunately, we are all getting older, we are all ageing, but how can we do so healthily?
Well, the main sort of things to note with aging healthily are staying active, maintaining relationships. So that can be with friends, with family, with neighbours. It's not just relationships with a partner, as in, you know, a married partner or whatever. It's maintaining relationships throughout different facets of your life. And then being able to continue to do things that you value and you enjoy as you get older. So they're kind of the three main points. Obviously, there's lots of different points involved in healthy aging, but if you can stay active, maintain relationships and continue to do things you value, that's counted as aging healthily.
And obviously, they would have wide-ranging benefits then, physically and mentally. So what promotes that healthy aging and why is it so important?
Well, there's a good statistic here that came out and it kind of really surprised me. So in 2019, worldwide, there were 1 billion people aged over 60 years old in 2019, 1 billion. But by 2050, there'll be 2.1 billion people over the age of 60.
Wow.
And hopefully you and I will be included in that group by 2050. But it's a massive jump. So the population of the world is getting older. And it's really important at both a personal level for each individual to age healthily and age happily. So, but it's also really important for a society because of the knock-on effects on healthcare systems and the money and how much that costs society. Greater. So there's a personal level and also a greater, national and societal level it's really important to promote healthy aging and help people to age well and give them the information on how to do it.
So why is exercise important then, and how can physiotherapy help in all of this?
Yeah, so the main ways that physio can help is physios can help you. So when you're young and fit and healthy, and don't have family commitments, maybe don't have health issues, it's easy to get out and join a gym. It's easy to kind of play football or play your team sports or do basically kind of whatever you want in terms of exercise and activity. As we get older, we all accumulate things along the way, health issues, physical health, mental health, caring duties for kids or for parents or for, you know, for different people. And some basically life kind of gets in the way as you get older. And it does make it's not as easy to pick an exercise that you like or that you enjoy. So physios can kind of offer treatments and exercise plans to meet your changing needs as you age. So that might be to do, like a lot of women, their exercise and activity can drop off during and around the time of pregnancy. They might be sick or they might have pain or they might, you know, they have a new baby and their exercise can go out the window at that stage in life. And that can start a gradual decline then in their activity levels as they get older. Similarly, if you had a surgery, if you had some sort of a disease or an illness or a big event that you go through, your activity levels can really drop. A physio can help you find your way back to exercise that you enjoy. They can help you to manage your pain, to sort of optimize your mobility and help in your recovery from big episodes of healthcare and of health issues. But likewise, if you have a chronic condition like Parkinson's or diabetes or different types of arthritis, a physio can give you a management plan to get to maintain your physical activity while you have that as well.
I mentioned from the outset as well that we're going to be talking about ageing well, but also frailty and falls, which can be unfortunately quite common as people get older. So what impact do they have, and what can people do to prevent falls and maybe manage frailty?
Yeah, so I suppose firstly we'll talk about falls first. So falls have a massive impact on people in terms of like a little bit of a fall, and I see it in the clinic. Even when you're young, a fall it can really shake you up and affect your confidence. But as we age, falls are one of the biggest causes of injury in older adults, and the older you are can have serious consequences, like a fracture, which can go on to mean that you lose your independence, and a fractured hip, or it can have really serious consequences to your long-term health and mobility and lifespan. So it's important that we try, and rather than being the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff that rehabs you after you fall. That is one job of a physio. They try and get you going after you've had a fall or a fracture, a bad one. But equally, and the other side of that, we want to try and prevent falls, because it's better if you don't have it in the first place.
And how can those be prevented then? Is it maybe steps that people can take within their own houses, and also just being more mindful and careful? And as my granny would say, just mind yourself out there.
Yeah, it's a balance, you see. You do need to mind yourself, but equally you don't want to wrap yourself up in cotton wool and stay sitting in the chair, because that has nearly worse consequences if you're not getting out there. So it's a balance. To a certain extent, falls are avoidable, some falls. So working on your balance can help prevent falls, and that's something people often don't do, and it's a really simple thing that you can put into your everyday activity, just practicing your balance and being strong and being flexible. That can prevent a fall in the first place, and also it can help you bounce back from a fall. If you're strong and flexible, you will get going quicker. If you're very frail and you haven't done any exercise, you're very weak, and then a fall knocks a lot more out of you. So some of the things a physio would do would be to advise you on exercises to help maintain your strength or improve your strength and your balance and your coordination and your flexibility. They're all things that you can work on. It's not an inevitable part of aging that you're going to get weak and fall over. And another really important thing for people to try and maintain the ability to do, even though it's hard as you get older, is being able to get up and down off the ground. That's really important, because if you're at home on your own and you have a fall and you can't get up off the ground, that's a big problem. Whereas if you have practiced it regularly, and a physio can show you ways to do it if you're too nervous about getting down on the ground. Say often after, like we spoke there a couple of weeks ago about hip replacements, knee replacements. That's one of the things I do with everyone who's had a hip and knee replacement before I finish off with their rehab with their physio, is I make them get down onto the ground and then get back up off the ground, and they hate it and they hate me for doing it, but I want to make sure they can do that. It's an important thing to be able to do, and a physio can help you with doing that, and then you can practice it every day, so that if you do have a fall, whether it's at home on your own or whether it's out crossing the road in the town, you don't panic, because you've been down on the ground before and you're able to get back up.
That nervousness, though, is a big thing. And if somebody has a fall, obviously it can have a physical impact on them. But then they can feel a little bit nervous about going out again, because it might happen again.
Yeah. So that, like, sometimes it would help, and a physio can advise you on this, it would help to have a walking stick or a walking frame. And sometimes that helps. Sometimes people don't need that, and they just need to do some strengthening exercises at home, like whether it's some balance exercises that the physio gives you, or sitting up and standing up and sitting down, like squats like that, or some exercises around the house, and then gradually getting out and going around the garden, and then maybe having someone with you for your first few walks and saying, I'm only going to go for 5 or 10 minutes, and I have someone beside me, whether it's a child or a neighbour or a grandchild or whatever. I don't mean a child, sorry. Obviously they have to be big enough to be standing and strong enough standing beside you, but just having someone beside you can be a real help. And I would say to people of your age and my age, if you know an elderly person, sometimes saying to them, will we go for a walk for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, that's a massive help. And then go in and have a cup of tea with them afterwards and a chat, because basically as we age, we need to sit less and move more.
Yeah, I think it's very good advice, Liam. Before we finish up then, what are the top tips that you would give to listeners about healthy ageing, about avoiding falls and maybe being more confident if you're a little bit frail?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, that last thing I said, so sit less and move more. So that's advice for everyone, particularly if you're also for young people who are working in offices and that kind of thing. So for a tip, that would be one, sit less and move more. That means kind of using the stairs, having a hobby that kind of gets you moving. Even if you watch TV or, you know, stand up on the ad breaks and do a little walk around or march on the spot. The ad breaks are usually 2 to 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
You could do them on the ad breaks for KFM.
You don't have to be a world beater here, Leah,
no,
either. You can just do the odd bits. Yeah, because I remember going into my granddad a couple of years ago and he had one hand up against the fridge and he was just going up on his tippy toes and back down. And I was like, what are you doing? I'm just doing me exercises.
Yeah, keeping the ankles supple and keeping the calf strong. That's good, yeah. So like doing some activity is better than nothing. You don't have to undertake a gym program. It'd be great if you did, but you don't have to. Doing something is better than nothing. And then the other really good thing, just to hit all those other points that we talked about in healthy aging earlier. So if you could get a bit of social activity, like maybe join in a group or a class like dancing or even the Tidy Towns or walking or aqua aerobics, that kind of thing, that all helps keep you active, and it's a social thing to do as well. And just a lot of these places are really welcoming. I spoke to, actually before doing this, I spoke to Donna Berry in the Kildare Sports Partnership. They run loads of activities and they have a website and she's more than welcoming for people to turn up to. They do poles, Nordic poles, walking and different things like that. It's a really good amenity to have in Kildare. And then join in different groups and speaking to a local physio, usually they will know. I know of lots of different over 60s gym classes and things going on here around Newbridge, because that's where I'm based, and I would send people to the right way if I, you know, for what was appropriate for their level.
Absolutely. Well, great advice. This weekend marks World Physiotherapy Day, which is all about the theme this year is healthy ageing, the role of physiotherapy in avoiding frailty and falls as well. And Leah Purcell, Chartered Physiotherapist with Able Bodies Physiotherapy in Newbridge. Thanks as always for your time, Leah. And this piece will be podcast later on this afternoon if you want to have a listen to it. And of course, Leah will be back next Thursday at the same time, just after 10 o'clock for the Physio Room.
The Physio Room, in association with Able Bodies Physiotherapy, 2 George's Street, Newbridge, 045 435 480 and ablebodies.ie.